What is good, you guys? It's your boy Randy Anderson here with another episode of the Average Guy. With the unofficial referees. but yeah, man.
We've been out for a while, y'all. Set us some slack, y'all.
It's been a nice little second. But yeah, man, we're back in the building. I hope everybody had a great holiday. You know what I'm saying? Had a blessed turkey day. So let's get into the sports talk, man. We will start in the NBA. My boy Lauren, go ahead, take it away.
Man, so Luka Doncic is taking the league by storm this year. He basically, the Lakers had a 10-game winning streak, which isn't saying a whole lot. But that Dallas Mavericks did go ahead and take them out on Sunday and ended their 10-game winning streak. You know, Doncic went off in the second half. The first half, the Lakers actually had you know, making sure they were getting the ball out of his hand, and I'm gonna assume that they ran out of gas and couldn't do it for a whole game. So once they backed off, he stepped up and went off. So you know, it is what it is, man. I mean, the guy is he's showing everybody why he was so hyped, man. You know, been playing in was playing professionally in the European League since about the age of 15 years old. So very, very seasoned, playing with, you know, some of the top tier players in Europe. So, you know, first year he had a solid season, but this year he just come out gangbusters, man, and, you know, putting the league on notice that, you know, he of all players may be the next big thing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he may be the great white hope. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You said it. You said it. Yes, sir.
This is what the NBA's been looking for, man. Yeah, but Luke, man, I was having this conversation with my grandpa, man. He was like, yeah, Luke nasty, and I was like, yeah, because he was trying to compare him to what is his name? He was trying to compare him to Dirk, but I was like, no, you can't really compare him to Dirk. He's like a hybrid between Dirk Nowitzki and Danilo Gallinari. He's like a hybrid between those two. Because Gallo has actually, before he got injured, he had hands. He could dribble his ass off, and he could shoot. Dirk can shoot. Yeah. Dirk can't dribble his ass off. But with Luke, you know what I'm saying, he has all that in one, and he's showing it. And he has assists, and he can pass the ball. So it's just like, that boy's the man. For real.
Yeah, Swiss Army knife, man. Swiss Army knife right now. If he decides that he wants to even play a little bit of defense, it may be his league. You know what I'm saying? It may be time for – I'm not going to say it's time for LeBron to pass the torch, because LeBron is torching the league by his own rights this year. But Luka may be the next man up. You know, we'll have to see. What happens, you know, but you know, he may be the next man up. But I mean, he's a phenomenal basketball player. Player has a basketball IQ with some of the greats. You know what I'm saying? He understands, you know, not only what pass to make, but at what angle to he needs to make that pass. You know, so yeah, I mean, he's a phenomenal player. Dallas definitely has a cornerstone piece. We'll see if. You know, the union will go deep into the playoffs, but I definitely.
So what is good, man? I just want to let you guys know something happened. It jump skipped to something that really happened wrong with the audio. That's mainly the thing what it was. So pretty much what we were talking about, LaMelo Ball being the number one draft pick choice in the next upcoming draft. And where do we think he could go? But it picks up during there. So, yeah, man. Shout out to LaMelo Ball. But, yeah, let's get back to the show. Unofficial referee, baby. I'm out. Peace.
I told you. But, yeah, don't nobody want to hear that. You ain't tell nobody nothing, man. That boy went out and did his own thing. So quit hating.
Yeah, man.
Get that man his shine.
Yeah, get that young man his shine. And I do think he'll be, if not the number one, the top three. He'll be in the top three picks. But the one thing I do not see happening that everybody is saying that still could happen is him going to the Pelicans to play with his brother. I don't see that happening at all. I don't see LaMelo playing point guard and Lonzo playing two guard. I don't see that at all. But some people see it, so, hey, man, you see something I don't see. If it happens, it happens. I don't see it. What's your thoughts on that?
No, I think, number one, I think that would be toxic for both players. I think they kind of need to have their own teams, have their own lane. So I think that would actually be toxic for both of their developments. And that's saying that the Pelicans are going to be a really, really bad team, a bottom team, and I don't see that. I know that Charles Barkley Jr., you know, I know he's not playing right now. I just don't think that would be a good fit for either player. And he's not necessarily a good fit for the Pelicans. Yeah. I think you see him going probably top five. I would say top five. Barring teams needing point guards, like that's the thing, you know, a point guard is the new wave right now. Nah, that better not happen. That better not happen. Now, I tell you, and this is not going to happen, but I tell you where would be an interesting place for him to go, and that would actually be L.A. That would actually be an interesting place to go. It can't happen because the Lakers don't have any draft picks, but that would have been interesting if he would have went to L.A. because I do think in some ways with his size, his athleticism, that he would be a better fit there than Lonzo was.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's really interesting. Because you think about it, I just couldn't see it. I couldn't see it happening. I guarantee Dwight Howard can shoot better. He can definitely shoot better than Lonzo,
which I think gives him an advantage when he's playing with LeBron, because although he can be the primary ball handler, mm-hmm. he can also learn. He can also play off the ball, you know, and spot up, you know. So
that's true.
But yeah, he'll be a top five pick. I do believe that he'll be a top five pick for sure. I don't see him dropping out of the top five.
So just give me two teams that you can see him going to besides the Lakers. So three teams technically.
I mean, it just kind of depends on how it all shakes out. I could see him going to Washington and playing with Bradley Beal.
I could see that too.
If they wanted to move on from John Wall, that may be a good fit for him. That would definitely be a huge backcourt because Bradley Beal is 6'5", so you got a 6'7" mm-hmm. point guard and a 6'5" shooting guard. That'd be a really huge backcourt. I think another team that the problem is he's going top five, so it's not going to be a great team. Another team that probably a lot of people may not think about that or on the cusp of becoming actually decent are the Orlando Magic. Mm-hmm. He may be a good fit there. We'll circle back to that as the season draws closer to the end and kind of see who's shaping up to kind of have those top picks. I definitely think that he would be an asset to any team, but he's not going to go to a contender. But I'll do some digging because I want to see if any contenders have done some slick. Yeah, I want to see if they've done some slick shit in free agency to maybe have a top pick. Miami Heat.
I'm just saying, Jimmy Buckets with the young point guard and who's the flaming rookie that they have this year? And I mean, as a shooting wise,
Harrell.
Yeah, him. Hey, I can see it. I can see it happening. I can see the NBA Godfather pulling some strings. I can see that.
He could, but LeVar would have to shut the fuck up because Pat Riley's not dealing with LeVar.
LeVar's just gonna have to. You're right. He's gonna have to just stay away from the sun. Honestly, he can watch it from afar. He can watch it from afar, but he's gonna have to stay away from him. All right, you ready to move to the NFL?
Man, let's go ahead and move to the NFLer. Yes, sir. So, a lot of things happened Sunday. Mm-hmm. Baltimore beat the 49ers, which put Baltimore top of the AFC. Mm-hmm. So they are now the number one seed, control their own destiny for home court or home field, not home court, but home field advantage. The Patriots lost, dropped them to number two. They were exposed by Houston because Houston is a more balanced team. I think one of the things that we continue to say was that they really haven't played solid competition. Now they did mm-hmm. beat Dallas, the week before. But if you look at the final score, the special teams touchdown that New England got. They didn't score any touchdowns offensively. So and Dallas had an opportunity at that point to still come back and win that game, and they just couldn't pull it off because they're not a good team right now. So, New England's looking very, very shaky right now. Right. Very, very shaky right now. Of course, they have the Chiefs coming up. The Chiefs, have their own defensive struggles, mm-hmm. while the Patriots have offensive struggles. So we'll see kind of how the game plays out. But that could be another L, which would drop them even further. Right. They still have to play Buffalo, Buffalo's in the playoffs. They could easily have four losses, which could drop them easily to a number four seed. And what's crazy is, depending on how the season plays out,
right,
if they lose to Buffalo and Buffalo continues to win, Buffalo would actually win the East. Then the Patriots would be a five seed having to travel in the playoffs. Can you believe that?
Boy. Hold on. Wait. What? Repeat that one more time for the people in the back and me.
Yeah. So if the Chiefs beat the Patriots, then the Patriots, by virtue of the tiebreakers, if the Patriots keep slipping, the Patriots could actually end up as a number five seed and have to travel to the playoffs to win a game. So that would be crazy. And as crazy as it sounds, if you look at the way they're playing, it's possible, because they could lose to the Chiefs. Yep. They could lose to Buffalo. Yep. And if both those teams run the table, if Chiefs and Buffalo run the table with Chiefs, outside of the Patriots, have a relatively easy schedule, and Buffalo, outside of the Patriots, has a relatively easy schedule. But both those teams run the table and beat the Patriots will be a number five seed.
And the Patriots mess around, they could be knocked out. They could be knocked out early. Because honestly, I was saying this to my stepdad or whatever, because mm-hmm. my stepdad and one of his people were talking about the Patriots, and they were talking about how good the Patriots were, and I'm like, the Patriots aren't that good at all. I was like, Tom Brady has been exposed on multiple occasions this year alone. You know what I'm saying? The defense got exposed to mobile quarterbacks, and we've seen what happens when they play against mobile quarterbacks. So, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not ready to count them out yet. I'm not ready to count the Patriots out yet. What your boy Rudy Tomjanovich said, never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Right.
And defensively, they're great. Like, they're not good. Defensively, they're great. Now, yes, they have been, I'm not going to say exposed. I think that you see some weaknesses within their defense that you can exploit. You want to get their linebackers out in coverage instead of rushing a quarterback. You want to get them out in coverage. Mm-hmm. When you get them into nickel packages, their third corner's not as strong. You saw how Houston was able to stretch the field just by virtue of, what's my guy's name, the wide receiver for Houston?
Is it Hopkins or Kenny Stills?
Yeah, Hopkins. You okay. Saw by virtue of New England double teaming Hopkins, that opened up passing lanes for everybody else. You saw Stills with a touchdown. You saw Duke Johnson with a touchdown. Yeah. You know, and that's just because they spread them out. And that's one thing I do feel like the Chiefs can do. I mean, they got Travis Kelce. They have Tyreek Hill. Sammy Watkins. They got McCoy. McCoy can come out of the backfield and get some catches. We'll see what Lil Williams does. So they have weapons to be able to offensively push the Patriots to their limits. I think what this game comes down to is whether or not the defense can hold up against the run. We know that their secondary is good enough to hold up against the pass, but their linebackers are still very, very iffy, and so we have to see if they can stand up to the run. Baltimore is 3-1 odds to win the Super Bowl. You taking Baltimore, you taking the field.
I'd be like, honest with you, dog, the way everything is looking, Baltimore's defense is no slouch. Not at all. You know what I'm saying? They're looking like Baltimore of old with Ray Lewis back in the day. But I'll take Baltimore. I'll be honest with you. I'll take Baltimore to make it.
I understand
it might be super hype beast right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm not riding the hype train or whatever. But the way everything's like planning out and plotting out, it looked like Baltimore could take it all.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have a solid defense. Marcus Peters, he got elbowed in the feet. He got Debo literally yesterday. You know what I'm saying? By Debo Samuel. He's still kind of iffy, but the defense is solid. I'm just talking shit, but their defense is solid. Lamar Jackson is a superstar. But one thing I will say, and this was interesting, yesterday, I think San Francisco actually gave the blueprint on how to neutralize him. And everybody would say, well, duh, you just got to stop him from running. No, but San Francisco did. San Francisco said, let him run. We'll put a spy on him. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and let him run. What we're not going to do is we're not going to let him get off those short, quick passes. That was the difference that I've seen other teams playing him than San Francisco playing. They was like, you know what? Yeah, we know you're going to run. We can't stop you. We'll try to neutralize you, but we can't stop you. But we're not going to let you get those short passes off to, you know, Hollywood Brown, to Mark Andrews, and the other two tight ends. We're not going to let you do that because Ingram, he didn't have a good game yesterday. They pretty much shut him down.
Yeah.
Now, again, Lamar is phenomenal, phenomenal. He's a running back that plays the quarterback position,
right.
And I know that move. But what he has to recognize is that his leg is special. His arm, good. He's good. But I can tell you, there's probably I can name off probably four or five quarterbacks that I feel like have a better arm than he does.
Yeah.
His legs is what make him that elusive quarterback that's hard to defend. So, you know, San Francisco put up a hell of a fight. And I've been saying this for a long time, that Jimmy G is the difference maker for that team. When he plays well, they almost look unstoppable. When he gets pressure and he starts fumbling the ball like he did yesterday, or throwing interceptions, you know, via the pressure coming at them, that's when they just look like another good team. But when he's on, you know what I'm saying, they're San Francisco's really hard to beat. Now, what's interesting is with that loss, that dropped San Francisco to 10-2.
Right.
Well, Seattle's winning right now against Minnesota. So if Seattle wins, they take. After all the greatness that we've seen, after all the greatness, Seattle would take the number one seed in the NFC. That's crazy.
Young Russell. First and foremost, we got mail. So Shout out to Mark Edwards, man. He said, so who do you guys have to who are you guys' picks in the bowl? And he says his picks are the Ravens and the 49ers.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you stay on that bandwagon. But here's what I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna say you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I think that you're starting to see cracks in San Francisco. Still a very, very solid team, very, very good team, but I see you starting to see cracks.
Yeah.
And Baltimore is honestly great team. Just prove it to me. If you ask me, in the playoffs when they allow a little bit more contact, I'm just concerned about Lamar Jackson, because one thing San Francisco did that Baltimore needs to look at the film is San Francisco put licks on him in that game. So if he takes more shots like that as this season comes to a close, he may think second about running. I know he's elusive, but it only takes one person to hit you from behind that you didn't see coming, or you stepping out of bounds. And I'll be honest, man, some teams, they play a little bit below the belt. They may say, hey, we're going to take 15 yards if I can put a lick on you while you're getting out of bounds.
Yep.
We'll take 15 yards, because if you don't get back up, that changes the whole nature of your team. So, I mean, those are just things to think about. Of course, they're the favorites. I think, I say that Baltimore is the favorite coming out the AFC.
Yeah.
The NFC, god damn. Like, I mean, you got San Francisco, you got Seattle, you got Green Bay, and I don't think Green Bay is as good as their record is, but you still got that bad man in Aaron Rodgers that can unleash 4 touchdowns yesterday. We ain't even talked about who that nation. No, you know what I'm saying? They're still in the running for the number one seed.
Yeah. It's
so tight. So, I mean, Minnesota's no slouch. Now, you do got a slouch in the NFC, and we're going to go ahead and talk about this bullshit.
Because
I want to talk about this. If the NFC East does not have a team that is above, is at 500 or above, disqualify the ass from the playoffs, please. It's not fair. Think about this right now. Dallas is 6-6 and leading the NFC East, I think, by a game and a half, because Philly can't even beat the damn Dolphins, right? So let's just say hypothetically that Dallas ends up 7-9 can probably get you in.
Yeah.
Can probably get you in.
And that's the first time I've ever heard of that.
That's terrible, man. 7-9 can get you in the playoffs. Like, I'm sorry, but get rid of the whole NFC East and just put them all with the rest of the damn divisions and let somebody else play. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you got teams that are above 500. You got the Rams. They're above 500.
Which I still don't trust. Chicago is above 500, which is
they're not above 500, but they're creeping close.
They're creeping close. Mitchell Trubisky has been throwing.
Because if the playoffs started today, Dallas would get in the playoffs as a 500 team. Right now, the 6-6 playoff ended today. They've been 6-6, 500 team. But I mean, Chicago has crept back to 500. They're 6-6.
They suck.
Yeah, they suck. But that's okay. The Rams are 7-5. So I'm not saying the Rams are good. You know what I'm saying? They struggled this year, but I mean, they play some tough games too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of a team that's not even 500 getting in the playoffs. But I know the rules are the rules. You got divisions for a reason, but it's bullshit. I tell you another crazy thing, and this is in a positive point of view, but Pittsburgh. Who would have thought Yeah, go. I want the league to seriously think about Mike Tomlin for Coach of the Year. I'm serious when I say that.
He better win Coach of the Year, because you have none of your starters. Pretty much none of your starters. You got no Juju. You got no James Conner. You have no Big Ben. And what is he doing it with? He's doing it with
a third string quarterback.
No, we should call him the Forgettables. He's doing it with the Forgettables.
It's crazy.
And they're in the talks of actually could upset some teams. So, hey man, Mike Tomlin, I know I was talking some bullshit earlier in the season, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I'm gonna give you your props, dog. Coach of the Year. You got my vote, man. He got my vote.
Yeah. Let's talk about we are who thought they were.
Okay.
The Oakland Raiders. Hey, Oakland. We were who we thought they were. And Corey, I apologize you couldn't make it on the show to defend your squad.
Shout out to
but they are who we thought they were. Derek Carr, he was like, here, let me play 500. You know what I'm saying? Y'all catch a couple of these footballs too. But you know, I'm gonna give credit where credit's due. Josh Jacobs, Rookie of the Year, no question.
Oh yeah, that boy is.
Go ahead and give it to him now. He's an Offensive Rookie of the Year. Go ahead and give it to him right now. But the Raiders are gonna be the Raiders. Let's talk about another. They are who they thought that we were. Cleveland Browns.
Before we get to that one, I want to give the Raiders one call. There was one call that should have been given to them, but hey, y'all lost. I think it was a pass interference. It was a pass interference, I believe it was. Yeah, it was a pass interference call that they didn't get. They didn't get a pass interference call because I was at a Kansas City bar watching the game and stuff like that, and everybody was like, or like the couple of Raider friends were like, oh, it's pass interference. And I looked at the replay and I was like, okay, that's pass interference. I give y'all that one, which I still lost. But yeah.
It didn't change the game.
Not at all.
But let's talk about the Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Get rid of Baker Mayfield right now. Get rid of him. Throw the whole quarterback in the trash.
Are we not baking no more? Oh, we got to toss a dough out.
He broiled this season. Sorry, season it's over.
Damn,
They were in the driver's seat to go on a race to playoffs with the easy ass schedule. They have just throw the whole season away. You got Freddie, get his ass out the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Trade Odell Beckham. He can go. Trade Odell Beckham. Kareem Hunt's going to be out of there because somebody's going to pay him.
Allegedly, Kansas City is trying to grab him back. Allegedly.
They better not do that shit. That'd be a PR nightmare.
The team that kicks you. Let's
do another.
Let's go.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
The Chargers.
Look, Cry me a river. They need to be done with him. They need to be right. So look, it's been a great career. It's been a great career, but it's time for you to go play with your six kids. I think it's six, maybe it's eight. One of the two. Yeah. Brady Bunch or eight is enough. Who knows? But it's time for him to retire. It is. It's time. Go ahead and let Tyrod Taylor get some playing time this time. And I hate to say that, you know what I'm saying, because he's had a great career. But I'm just, that's too bad.
Yeah, man, I think.
How about the Jets? J-E-T-S, J-E-T-S,
Jets.
The only team in modern NFL history to lose to two winless teams.
Right.
J-E-T-S.
Jesus.
Ryan Gase. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
You need to go to. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You're fucking up the whole team. You're terrible. You had a nice run with Jay Cutler in Chicago for half a season. Now it's Bears. Over. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It was nice. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I think that's it. I think the rest of the teams, I'm just shocked. ATL, the hell happened to them, man? You win the Super, you're up by 25 points, and now you can't even have a winning damn record. You still got the same players. Except for Sanu, but you got Calvin Ridley, who's an upgrade from Sanu, and you can't win no damn game. Throw the whole team in the trash. Trade them all.
Corey said, y'all got to relax. In my Nori voice.
Trade them all.
Yeah, all man.
You don't try to Aaron Rodgers me, God damn it. There's no R-E-L-A-S, damn it. Throw the whole team in the trash. The whole damn team.
Hey, man, I don't know what's going on in Atlanta, dog. Like, from the running back last year, they traded Tevin Coleman, which was a best number one, technically could have been used as a number one running back, to the 49ers.
He was better than Freeman.
Freeman has his little issues. Matt Ryan, it's looking like that ice, Matty Ice ain't there no more. It was like Matty Hollow. He can't get the ball to their number one receiver, Calvin Ridley, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I toss him away? Sorry,
throw the whole team in the trash. Sorry.
Damn.
You was up by 25 points and you lost the Super Bowl. Throw the whole team in the trash.
And you ain't been the same after that.
I ain't been the same since. It's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Jets gonna let Cincinnati and the Red Raider get throw the whole team in the trash. Sam Darnold, he's still too young. Yeah. Send him back to college. He's still too young. Le'Veon, go make another album. That's what you
do. I fuck with you, Le'Veon, but don't do that. In the trash. All right, man. I got actually something else in the NFL real quick. So, a player from the Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, John Snow, reportedly placed a bet against his team. Hey, bro, when you truthfully don't have faith in your team at all, bro, I guess, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
The Black Pete Rose. Mm, mm. The Black Pete Rose. God damn. God damn. They suspended him for the whole 2020 season, too. Next season, not this season. He already wasn't playing. He done for the whole next season.
Well, dog, I hope it was worth it.
Throw the whole player in the trash. I hope you won something. Throw the whole player in the trash. Hey, get rid of him, Arizona. You don't need nobody like that on your team. You got Kyler Murray getting ready to try to ball out. You don't need Shaw on your team. Man. Get rid of the whole player.
I mean, we got anything else in the NFL? Because I haven't seen anything else besides, hey, man, the Cowgirls.
Have you heard this?
Ooh, we got something new.
Have you heard this?
Let's go.
Nick Foles has been benched for the rest of the season for the mustache.
Okay, all right. I actually really want to say something about this. You know what I'm saying? This goes back to my fantasy. So I was told to be like, all right, man, you might want to sit Deshaun Watson. You know what I'm saying? Because they're playing the Patriots. And so I listened. You know what I'm saying? I listened. I was like, all right, cool. So I'm just gonna pick up some. I picked up Nick Foles because I was like, all right, cool. Jaguars got an easy. They're playing somebody where he could just throw all over them. I got that. You know what I'm saying? Nope. Negative or 0.
Who told you that?
Huh?
Who told you that?
Somebody I looked to for such advice. Tiny advice.
Throw the whole friendship in the trash.
I'm thinking about it. It might happen. I ain't gonna lie to you, cause I'm hurt right now. And Nick Foles, vote for Pedro.
Kirk, what's my man's name? Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
You are who we thought you were.
Yeah.
Primetime TV. You were up 17-10. It has the score is now 34-17. Throw the whole quarterback in the trash. Minnesota, you have Stephon Diggs. You have Allen Thielen. You have Dalvin freaking Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the whole quarterback in the trash and start off. Kyle Rudolph.
Yep.
Kyle Rudolph.
And Dalvin Cook might be injured. He has a shoulder injury from what I see.
Throw the whole quarterback in the trash. You like that? Quarterback in the trash.
Hey, man.
Throw the whole quarterback in the trash. 34-17. Shout out to Seattle, though. Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
What can you say? Now, I'm a little disappointed that they decided that they want to play Rashad Penny now. Cause I sat him on the bench again. Last weekend, he had 25 points. This week, I don't know how many points he got, but I know he got a couple touchdowns. That's disappointing. Russell Wilson, 17-25, 204 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick 6. We'll see. There's still 13 minutes left in the game. We'll see if he can his MVP back. He's going to have to earn it back because now it's Lamar's.
Yeah.
Now, hand Lamar the trophy. But
running with it.
Lamar didn't have a good game yesterday either.
No.
So if Russell Wilson can throw another 100 yards in the fourth quarter, maybe get another touchdown, we'll see. We'll see. It'll be close. But I think at this point, Lamar's run away. He's run away with it. You know what I'm saying? He's this year's Patrick Mahomes. He's this year's Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's doing stuff on the football field that you like, how did he do that?
Ooh, I like
but
that.
But watch
I
next like year. That. Next year, you'll see a regression back to the mean. Not saying he's not going to be as good, but there will be a regression to the mean. Teams will have, because you got to understand, he didn't play a full season his rookie year. He came in about halfway in. Teams will have a full season to get film, to figure out ways not to stop him. Because you can't stop a player like that, but you can neutralize him.
Yeah,
Minnesota just scored 23-34. Kirk Cousins. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Look. You're a good guy. You know what I'm saying? But you kind of like some of them Cubans that's playing baseball. We're not quite sure how old you really are. You might be 30. You might be 35. We're not sure. Minnesota. Hey, look.
I agree with that.
Go back. Go get Teddy.
Ooh, conspiracy. Because Teddy will be on a free market next year. Teddy will be on a free market next year, and he will be a hot commodity. How would that? That would cause some turmoil in that locker room, though.
Nah, they couldn't go back and get Teddy, because if I'm Teddy Bridgewater, I'm like, oh, you want me back? What?
Right.
Hey, man, go ahead and add a couple zeros to that salary. Mm-hmm. Add a couple zeros to that contract there, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know. But the last thing I want to ask you before we roll up out of here, man, is can finally we destroy the conversation of Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson? Can we finally destroy this conversation that for some reason always comes up? That Lamar Jackson is Michael Vick and Michael Vick is – or that Lamar Jackson is better than Michael Vick and Michael Vick is better than Lamar Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Can we finally destroy this conversation?
Why? Well, I mean, why?
Because everybody said – well, certain people say that Lamar Jackson has a better arm than Michael Vick, has a stronger arm than Michael Vick, which I don't agree with. At all. Now, Lamar Jackson has a better accuracy than Michael Vick did, but not a stronger arm than Michael Vick, in my opinion. That's my opinion. Yes, trust and believe, I'm 28 years old. So I'm still a baby boomer to some people. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
What's your thoughts? I agree with you 1,000%. I guess what I would say is that Baltimore has done an outstanding job of surrounding Lamar Jackson with players that fit his skill set.
That's what I will say.
I mean, Michael Vick, we had never seen anything like that NFL. When Michael Vick came to the NFL and did what he did, he torched the league. We had never seen that ever before. You know, so he was what you would call the standard bearer for that style of quarterback. Mm-hmm. Because if he would have had Andy Reid to start his career, watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out. He just didn't have the right quarterback to start his career. And so I'm not going to say that set him back, but it did delay his development. Because once he got his second chance after that egregious sentence that he got, you know what I'm saying, stand for fight on him. Mm-hmm. That's egregious. I'm sorry. I got two dogs. I would never put my dogs out there to be fighting. Right. But at the same time, I'm not giving nobody 18 months in prison for dogs. I'm just not doing it. Not when you got real murderers, you know what I'm saying? They get to walk free off technicalities. But anywho, that's all another topic.
Shout out to OJ. Oh, wait, but, what?
Yeah, so don't say it or quit. But I think that that's a respectful argument, man. I really do think that that's a respectful argument. I'm not going to say that. I can't say Lamar Jackson is better than Michael Vick just because Michael Vick did it for a long period of time.
Right.
What I will say is that he's on a trajectory to be better. But I think that the nature of the quarterback has changed. Even the white quarterbacks are more mobile.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that's true. Saying the white quarterbacks coming out of college, you know, they're a little bit more mobile. But I am trying to be. You have more quarterbacks of color.
They're really starting
to get an opportunity to play in the league as quarterbacks with a running skill set as an added element.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say they're not good passers. Right. You just say that they're not afraid to use their feet. And so, wait till Tua comes out. According to all of the analysts, if Tua can get healthy, according to all the analysts, his upside is out of this world. And he's two or 6 feet. You know what I'm saying? So he's Drew Brees size. But they said he's off the chart, you know what I'm saying, with his skill set. You know what I'm saying? That's a Marcus Mariota's third cousin. You know what I'm saying? So
you serious?
Or
you just bullshitting?
Yeah. I can't even say his last name. Tua Zab. With a T. That's all I'm going to say. To a T. So I don't know. Right now, Lamar Jackson has been phenomenal. We'll see what happens as his career progresses. He's a coach that's willing to change his system to fit him instead of making him fit the system, which I think is great. Greg Roman. A lot of people don't know this, but Greg Roman actually was the coach was the offensive coordinator in San Francisco when Colin Kaepernick was there too.
Oh wow, I didn't.
Not
I
the did same. Not, like... not the. Not the same player, mm-hmm. but similar skill set.
Right.
You know, strong arm. You know what I'm saying? Can run when need be. So, the quarterback is changing. It's not just Lamar Jackson. The quarterback is changing. Hell, look at Patrick Mahomes. He's not a runner.
Yeah.
But he can run when he needs to. You know what I'm saying? We got any white boys out there? I need a white boy to shout out. I ain't got none. But we gonna get one though. We gonna get one because There's either one out there that I'm not thinking who.
The rookie for the Broncos, who I guess lived in I think it was Jackson County.
Oh, Drew Lock.
Yeah,
Drew Lock.
Yeah,
that went to MU. This is his first game, so I don't know about him yet.
Me neither.
We're gonna look. I'm gonna do some digging and see if there's a white. Oh, Daniel Jones in New York. You know what I'm saying?
He's a
New York quarterback.
Oh,
he's a mobile quarterback. Yeah. Yeah, he's known. He's known for his legs just as much as his arm. You know what I'm saying? Or he can use his leg when he needs to. You know what I'm saying? He just never had to run from the cops, okay? Calm down. He just never had to run from the cops. It's okay.
That's cool. that's cool. All right, so man, this has been another episode of the Unofficial Referees, man. Every Monday, sports talk, man. Don't forget to link the links in the description below. If you're watching this on Facebook, you should be able to find Grit Sports Media, man, for all your sports knowledge and little tidbits of information throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? The things will get dropped about the every week's game and or other things around sports, entertainment. Well, yeah, just mainly sports. It's sports and entertainment because technically it is entertainment. But yeah, also Lojo Speaks, man. Lauren, let them know what Lojo Speaks is all about.
Hey, man, it's been a minute, so just let me refresh your memory. Lojo Speaks, all things fatherhood. You know, stay tuned. 2020, I got a lot of things going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
really trying to. We gonna dig in the bag and in the goodie bag, man. We got to help out these fathers, man, and secure them as a staple in the lives of their children. And if so be, you know what I'm saying, their entire home base, you know, through education, resources and things of that nature. So definitely stay tuned, man. But all of this stuff, man, Grit Sports Media, Word on the Ave, you know what I'm saying, everything, you know what I'm saying, like just stay locked into the ciphers, man. We don't call them podcast, we call them ciphers, man. These are ciphers. Feel free to jump in with a comment. You know what I'm saying? You know, we didn't talk about it tonight, but you want to hit that damn call in line because you just got something you got to get off your chest. If it doesn't align with what I'm saying, we going to fight.
Let us know. Because I'm
letting you know.
I'll be honest with you. 2020, I do want to bring more people, just more listeners onto the show. Just get their thoughts. Just to get their thoughts on a lot of things because, oh boy, what happens offline? What happens offline, the things you guys say? Woohoo! I just be like, I really would like this to be on the show, but I know you probably won't come on. But yeah, man. 2020.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
It's only your voice.
Don't be scared. Come get it. Come get it.
And with all that being said, man, we're out. Peace.
Out of the whole 10 minutes.